Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Throughout our country tonight, everyone is making New Year's resolutions, resolving maybe to lose weight and get in shape, resolving to get out of debt, resolving to quit a bad habit, resolving to be more organized, resolving to achieve something they've always wanted to achieve, or maybe to accomplish some sort of goal that they keep putting off. Do you have a New Year's resolution? I do. I'm hoping to be a better me in the new year. I am resolved to sort of ramp up my efforts to get in better shape. I am resolved that I might get rid of a little bit more debt. I am resolved to quit some bad habits. I'm resolved to be more organized. And I am resolved to achieve something in the new year. You see, New Year's Eve sort of gives us a good excuse to be better, to try to strive for something greater than what we had in the year 2017. After all, who knows what 2017 will bring, right? It's history that is not yet written. Tomorrow is a new day, and tomorrow is a new year. We've yet to remember the things of 2017. The things that are going to happen are yet to be written down in the history books. It's a clean slate. We literally can do anything we want in the new year. But the truth is that whether or not you have a resolution, most of the time resolutions don't last. If I'm going to be totally honest, I can't even remember my resolution from last year. Seldom do people carry them from January into February, and some people will even fail at their New Year's resolution before the strike of midnight on January 2nd. It's true. It's true. More than we like to admit, our resolutions end in disappointment. They end in failure. We let ourselves down. Maybe for some of us, even so far as that we don't even want to make resolutions any longer because we know we're just going to set ourselves up for failure. But the truth is that most of the times the resolutions we make are really small improvements at best. Because there is a much larger problem with humanity than debt or bad habits or carrying around too many pounds. In fact, all of the New Year's resolutions we ever had or ever will have, they're all stemmed from the one source, the one main problem that we all have within us. The problem, as you all know, is sin. It's what makes the world imperfect. It's what causes us to let ourselves down and to let down those around us. It's a reason that our hardships have no end. You and me and everybody in this world, we are all sinful to our very core. And the truth is that we can't quit sinning no matter what we do. You could resolve to quit sinning every day. You could resolve to quit sinning every minute. You could resolve to quit sinning every single second. And the truth is that you never will. The battle, the struggle against sin within us, it's real. And it needs to be. But notice that no matter how many times you resolve to conquer your sin entirely, to leave it behind you, you can't do it. It's impossible. Which is precisely why we need to read from Romans tonight. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? This text tells us something very important about resolutions. Is that you need not make a resolution to conquer your sin in the new year. Because forgiveness, life, and salvation, they don't depend on you. The promise of a better life in the future, it doesn't depend on you. It all depends on the one who came to save. Because the truth is that before the world began, God made a resolution to send his Son for you, to send Jesus to this earth. Even after Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, God made a resolution that he would not leave them in their sin, but that born from the woman, there would be a Savior who comes into the world. God made a resolution to Abraham, to God's people, that they would be chosen, that they would be holy, that they would be innocent, not of their own, but because of this coming Savior. And you know what? About 2,000 years ago, God made a resolution that his son would be born of a virgin. An angel came to proclaim that message, and what happened? But God followed through. And Jesus, he resolved himself as God, he made a resolution that he would live a perfect life for you. And he did. He made a resolution that he would have compassion on the people, and he did. And he did it for you. He made a resolution that he would follow God's will for him, even to a cross where he would bleed and die for you. And he did. God keeps his resolutions on your behalf. Because the truth is, a resolution for God is the same thing as a promise. God can never fail. He can't go back on something he sets his mind towards. It will always be accomplished. This same Jesus who resolved to be your Savior, to save you from all sins, to save you from failure and defeat, and to save you from all of the hardships of this life, he's come to you throughout the year 2016. And the best part is that he's resolved to do it again. In the year 2017, the future for God's church doesn't look much different because God resolves to continually be in the church for you, to be in his word for you, to be in your baptism, to be in the supper, to grant you his grace and his mercy tonight and even into the new year, because he doesn't hold back. We always make these resolutions wanting to improve ourselves, and God doesn't hold back what is best for you. He always gives it, no matter what. And so even now, you are justified before God. That means declared innocent. It means there is no sin left for you to conquer, because Jesus has already conquered it on the cross. He's already walked into death for you. And what's better is that he rose from the grave. He walked out of the tomb to tell you that, yes, your sin is conquered. Your death is destroyed. And 40 days later, he ascends into heaven. And he makes another resolution. He resolves to continually be with you. To continually live for you, to continually intercede into our lives, even in the year 2017. Jesus has resolved to empower you, to protect you, to guide you in every day of your life, that nothing will ever separate you from the love of God. Nothing. God's love will come to you every single day in this new year. Because Jesus resolved to conquer your sin. And the truth is that it's already done. Your sins are forgiven. They're put away by the death of Jesus Christ. And that same ever-living Jesus has promised to be with you. As our text goes on, it talks about being conquerors. And the truth is that you are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Because the ever-living God dwelling within you and beside you every single step of your life allows you to do all things. All things. This God who strengthens you empowers you to do all things. And that's a wonderful gift. Because it means that your sins are conquered. And maybe in the new year, you might just be able to keep that resolution. In Jesus' name. Happy New Year. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds and your resolutions in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.